there's three reasons that drives me, and one is there was an editorial in the Hammond Times in September of 2015 that showed Indiana was the second highest in the nation as far as reported child sexual assaults. And more importantly, of that, Lake County was number one in the state of Indiana. So the CDC, after further review, shows the Center for Disease Control shows that 1 in 4 girls are sexually abused and 1 in 6 boys. And if this was Ebola or if this was the flu, it'd be considered an epidemic. So that's on what I learned through the newspaper. But on a personal level, I've been touched by this. As a trustee, we see many clients who come through and they have shared with me that some of the reasons they have been incapable of working is because they were abused as a child and they have PTSD or they have substance abuse issues or they have just the inability to cope with other people based on that abuse. And on a personal level, I've seen the devastation of a family. My wife and sister-in-law were abused, and my wife is a survivor and has done very well. She's a successful pharmaceutical consultant for Bristol-Myers Squibb, and she is an oncology specialist and sells chemotherapy to physicians. And her sister did not have the same fate. She had PTSD. She suffered from depression, never was able to get the help that she needed, and turned to opiates and is no longer with us. So with that, that is my driving force, because the survivors that I have talked to, their number one goal is that they wish they had someone educate them about personal body safety and inappropriate behavior by adults, and more importantly, that they are a voice for children to try and help them stop the suffering.
Where'd you come up with the No More Secrets title for the program, the campaign?
We have a consultant with us who's helped us put this comprehensive campaign together, mm-hmm. and she had put on a play when she was 22 years old, and it was just titled Secrets. And when we got together, her name is Isha Haley. She's a very astute, accomplished woman who has been suffering with this since she was 7 years old. And she came together, and we just thought about how everyone keeps it a secret. What people need to know, predators will do everything they can in their power to keep the victim quiet, either by shaming them or by threatening them or, for example, telling them it'll break up the family or no one will believe you. And while we're in the schools this week with trained mental advocates and also Fairhaven, who is a rape crisis advocate for Lake County, and Child Protective Services, our main message is that any adult who has a relationship with a child who tells them to keep something a secret, that should not be, especially if it's a bad secret. So the campaign came up with statistics and data and outcome that if we can get people talking about awareness, education would be key, and beginning to communicate with kids is the first step.
In fact, you mentioned about going into the schools here, and you've been very, very busy this week, I understand, with these presentations and appearances all across the area, talking with young people in schools and in other settings as well about how this can affect their lives, but they don't have to live with it, that they can work their way through it. And I guess this is all leading up, I understand, to a very interesting symposium that is scheduled for this coming weekend. Tell us about that, please.
The symposium is in Hammond at Purdue Northwest at the auditorium, and you can go online to www.northtownship.com. March 18th from 11 to 2, our main goal there is we are bringing in Erin she's from Naperville, Erin Marin, and she has advocated across the country. She's 26 years old, and she was molested as a child twice, once by a neighbor and once by a family member. And she has gone and created in 26 states a uniform law that would allow for school districts to be able to educate kids. And see how that component is important is State Senator Frank Rivan, my father, Senator Messmer, and now Representative Olthoff from Crown Point is carrying it in the House where we're trying to change policy. We have Senate Bill 355 that is working with our comprehensive campaign that will make it mandatory to have a curriculum in school for at least 1 or 2 hours every year to talk about child sexual assault, molestation, and more importantly, adult inappropriate behavior, and more topically, sexting and also sending inappropriate photographs on in the internet. Kids today have phones, they have Facebook, they have Snapchat, and young people are sending pictures, inappropriate pictures back and forth. And we have the U.S. District Attorney's Office of Northwest Indiana and Prosecutor Carter joining us, talking to these kids about the importance of not sending those pictures, and if they receive them, to immediately delete them and get rid of them, and letting them know that there are bad people in the internet world who are posing as their friends and they're really not. And so it is all relative to be able to have child safety. But the symposium is coming together of child care providers, law enforcement, parents, adults. We have the U.S. District Attorney's Office talking about digital imagery and the internet. We have Erin is going to tell her story and talk about the piece of legislation that we have. And we have advocate groups that are going to talk about survivors and what they can do to try and overcome this. And more importantly, it is an awareness of experts coming together to try and eliminate child sexual abuse.
Now, once this symposium gets underway and finishes up here over the weekend there in Hammond, this obviously is a topic that's not ever going to go away. What are you going to do to be able to keep the No More Secrets campaign going here as you keep busy with it and with the time that you spend as the North Township Trustee and all the other tasks you have to do?
Well, right now we have reached, in day three, we have reached over 5,000 kids. And so when it's all over, said and done, the following week we're in the elementary schools. We also have been invited to Portage, and we also have been invited to Fort Wayne. So the panel will continue. The overall reaching goal and what we're trying to do in the comprehensive plan is to change legislation so school districts will be mandated that they have to do this going forward throughout the whole state of Indiana. There will be in the curriculum for every year they will have to provide this K through 5th grade and also 8th grade through 12th to be able to talk about and have mature conversations and talk to kids about predators and how they groom kids and the risks and being educated. So you have the policy that will change it, that will always have this dialogue because the schools will have to do that, and they'll have to create a clear pathway for if a child wants to tell someone that they can go to the social worker in the school or they can go to the teacher. And then in Indiana, it is a mandatory report state. So then Child Protective Services would come in to help protect those kids. Mm-hmm. Also, we are going to continue this campaign year after year after year with the No More Secrets, just to be a facilitator and be able to help train people so that they can educate these kids. And then we have a support group that is put together by Regional Mental Health and Fairhaven that survivors can go to, and there's also a hotline by Child Protective Services that has been established that if something is going on, they can call so a child can get out of a bad environment, or a parent or anyone who needs to have that hotline that can help or advocate for a child. So we have awareness, we have education, we're changing policy, and we're also putting up support groups. So it's very comprehensive, and that is an infrastructure that we want to put in place going forward so that it is nothing ignored. And through this whole process, what I have learned, the best weapon against the skilled predator is education.